All right, Derek. Okay. We have Derek here. He has some interesting questions that relate to our present. Go ahead with the decoherence, Derek.
Yes, good sometime. I wanted to hear your views about decoherence, which is one of the aspects of quantum physics we have not discussed before, and I was trying to make a comparison with the decoherence of society today.
Well, it hasn't really changed.
You mean society?
Right.
What was it before that hasn't changed?
Okay. It's how people act, how people do, that hasn't changed. You may use different words, but you say the same things.
Yet, there has been a tendency to collaborate much more in various continental organizations, ASEAN, Europe, North America, all that is falling apart.
Yes, but the wave function is the same.
I guess so. Will it come back together?
Hey, Derek, maybe I'll interject this, Casey. Is the wave function the zeitgeist, Carol, ion?
Can be, but not necessarily, because you can have a wave function without a zeitgeist.
Okay.
Okay, well,
here's an idea. Nominalism says that it doesn't matter what the name is that you apply to an object, whereas in McLuhan's terms, rhetorical grammatical tradition says the object evokes the word, and that's more the situation in pre-literate cultures. They get the resonance of objects in naming. So you say the names. There's all kinds of different names, but it's the same function. That sounds nominalistic, the idea that it doesn't matter what name it is. But what about the view that each situation historically, each era, evokes a certain bunch of words or names that are resonant with us? How do you reconcile that argument, the two views?
It's not an argument. Decoherence means that you're trying to push something under the carpet. You're trying to hide something. You're trying to hide something in a space bigger. The thing is bigger than what you're trying to hide it, so you can't make it go away. But the same goes then as it is now. That's what they're trying to do, is hide it, push it away.
Yeah. Well, I suppose that the language of quantum physics is the one that's rising now to explain things that have been around for eons. So, still, quantum physics does say different things, and so that's why I wanted to have the question. But another complementary issue that I have in mind about society is the weak force. What's the weak force that applies to social movements?
It's kind of like the most socially unfit are the ones that survive. See, the strong survive, but in Dobbstown, the weak are the ones that are saved.
Interesting. What's the role of art?
Art and his brother Sid. Found in Bouguereau's Nymphalum.
McLuhan taught a lot about art, and I wanted to know how you feel about it.
Bouguereau's Nymphalum.
Don't understand that.
Bouguereau is an artist. He paints paintings. He makes art. Nymphalum is the name of a picture he painted, which explains how we feel about art.
Okay, I have no idea of them, so I didn't see. I'll go and check it out.
Great.
And so, what's your biggest concern today?
Don't have one.
I'm good.
Without regard. We're now without regard. Before there was issue, we were trying to make a position so that you could get this position to figure out how to come into your place of power that you already have. Craziest thing ever. Trying to convince somebody who's pushing against something like your decomposition and decomposure that's decompositing, that's pushing itself in plain sight, is a good example. Ascension would be a good example of that because it's in plain for everybody in the whole wide world to see, except you all. Everybody else can see it. Everybody else can tell you. Green Bra can tell you what's wrong with you. She can't tell you how to fix herself, but she can tell you what's wrong with you. You see.
I had a strange experience yesterday because for the first time we could get out and we could go to a mall. And, of course, the social distancing was enforced, and you had to wear a mask by law. And you could be fined €300, which is a fair bit of money, if you didn't wear a mask. So we were waiting to get into a store for the other people to get out so that we could get in ourselves. And an American guy behind us, without a mask, and the only one in the whole place that didn't wear his mask, was bickering by the fact that we were not allowed to be more than three in the store. And he almost became violent. And he called us all sheep, bunch of sheep, he said. You're all believing stuff that doesn't exist. You're a bunch of sheep. Well, you know, it's an interesting thing that an American comes, probably a Republican, comes in and tells Italian what to do.
Yeah, he didn't know, so it was nice of him to tell you, wasn't it?
Tell us what he didn't know. Nice. He told us what he didn't know, Ian? Is that what you're saying?
No, he's describing it as a Republican came forth to set them straight.
Yeah.
Because their cattle, the cattle queen of Montana, and their sheep led to the slaughter because they don't know anything and they have to wait to follow by law because there's a penalty phase. There was no penalty phase, I guess it would be all right. But this American came to straighten them out because they're insipid and don't know how to live, that they are being led by the hoof and nose of the cloven foot. And we say, all we said was it was very nice of him to straighten them out.
Hey, Derek, let me say, make a comment here to you. On page 136 from Cliched Archetype, which you translated, he gives the eight types of sensory plenary awareness. And the American, McLuhan, has a very interesting terms for America's bias. He said it's kinetic manipulatory. So if you think of kinetic, you know, somebody working with a machine or a screwdriver turning buttons, this kinetic manipulatory bias, which made America the policeman, you know, in the middle of the 20th century, that's what he was expressing to me. To me, he was expressing kinetic manipulatory sensory bias there. You get what I mean?
Yeah, but yes, I do. But McLuhan also said that the average mental age of the American is 7 years old, and that's being generous.
No, that's, well, what, we never asked him what was the average age of the, Belgium or something. He did consider Europe more sophisticated, and when he went to the Bilderbergers in May 69, he was shocked at the lack of relevant sophistication anymore. So they were becoming, quote, dumb like the Americans under the tactile electric effect.
Yeah, the moment they start wearing jeans, everybody, that's certainly one way of saying that it became American.
Yeah.
They did. America turned the level of adulthood in Europe down. It did. It did it for the whole world, as a matter of fact.
Well,
except
that's because
probably some Asian.
We were growing other bodies in the long run. And so the chemical body became incidental and didn't need to be developed that much. While we really developed our TV and chip body sensitivities. We're all experts in watching TV and the chip
yeah,
work.
Our Miss Brooks.
Mm-hmm. I'm being our Miss Brooks. Well, Ian, what do you think of McLuhan's sensory categories, like the American is kinetic manipulatory? Does that make any sense to you, or is that too grammarian? It doesn't matter.
Fine. It doesn't. It doesn't matter. It doesn't change anything. So what's the point?
What kind of changes are you looking for?
Not the one, the one's ascended and one ain't. It's not segregated by someone pointing out that the Italians typically are like sheep or goats. that you don't have that issue. If you were ascended, you wouldn't have to worry about that. And you certainly wouldn't note the change or the conversation. You'd say, thank you, kind sir. How very kind of you to engage with me, however sheepish. You should have. Hey, Eric, did you go up to him and get up mad with him and get sideways because he was trying to straighten you out? Did you walk up to him and go, bah! Bah! That's what you should have done. He was calling you sheep. You should have bayed at him. That would have been good. Oh, you don't want to talk now, huh? What happened? Oh, joy. Oh, bother. No, you're there. We're there. It's there. They fell away. We said, bye, bye, black sheep. Have you any wool? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 3 bags full. 1 for the wishman, 1 for the main, 1 for the little boy who lives down the lane. Bye, bye, black sheep. Have you any wool? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 3 bags full. Now, that'll fix it. We must have blowed out the machine again. So now, what do y'all want to know about?